Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Finolex Industries Limited Q3 FY19 earnings conference call hosted by Investec Capital Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ritesh Shah from Investec. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Raymond. On behalf of Investec India, we are pleased to invite you for Finolex Industries quarterly conference call. From the management, we have Mr. Anil Wabi, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Krishnamurthy, Head Investor Relations. I'll request Mr. Wabi to have initial remarks, and post that we'll have a Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I welcome you all to the Finolex Industries Q3 FY19 investors conference call. The sales volume for PVC pipes and fittings was at 59,179 metric tons for Q3 FY19, lower by 3.8%. The sales volume for PVC resin for the quarter was at 66,838 metric tons, lower by 6%. Total revenue was at rupees 757 crores for Q3, which is up by 5% against 723 crores in Q3 FY18. PAT was at 79 crores in Q3, up by 13% from rupees 70 crores in Q3 FY18. The EBITDA for the company as a whole was up by 10% at 125 crores as against 113 crore in Q3 FY18. Though volume of pipes and fittings was slightly lower, better realization has resulted in improvement in margin on YOY basis. Hardening EDC price has resulted in lower PVC EDC delta. This, coupled with lower volume, has reduced the margin in PVC segment on YOY basis. The power segment had better realization, which returned higher EBIT for that segment during the quarter. I would now like to leave the floor open for questions. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The first question is from the line of Praveen Sahay from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for taking my question. Firstly, on the pipe and fitting business. From the last two quarters, we are seeing a good growth in the realization in this segment. Would you please give some highlights, like it is due to a product mix or we are taking a continuously price hikes in this segment? How is it like a 15% or 16% of growth in the realization is visible, and how to sustain these numbers way forward?
Praveen, as you're aware, last year we achieved a volume growth of 20%, but this happened because we had kept our prices in pipes and fitting segment little subdued. We achieved volume, but our margins were lower. Last year we achieved EBIT margin of 5.6% in the pipe segment. We have been saying that we started correcting the prices to get better realizations and come back to our normal EBIT margin of about 8%. If you see in the past quarters, that is what has happened to bring the prices back to normal realizations.
I can assume that you had taken a price hike. It's more to do with the price hikes. If coming to a new-
This is a correction which has happened.
Okay. In the last two quarters, you had actually taken back all the price cuts, I think.
Yes.
Okay. Coming to a fourth quarter, which is a seasonally strong quarter. In that segment, in that tenure, how you are seeing right now? you know, that's on the elevated prices, how is the volume picking up?
See, unfortunately, normally in the agri, the volumes start picking up from Q3 and Q4 is the best quarter. But unfortunately, so far, the volumes have not picked up in the agri sector. And this is because of the stress in that sector. So we are still waiting for the market to open up.
And can you give some information regarding the competition and capacities? So how is they are playing out? Is that putting some pressure on you, or you are facing any challenges out of that?
No, I think it is basically because of the market condition that the volumes have not picked up. It is not because of peer pressure or the pricing wars. As you know, we have raised our capacity in the pipes and fitting segment. So by the end of this year, we will be at 370,000 tons. But while we are ready with the capacity, the volumes have not picked up. And hopefully they should in next coming weeks.
And lastly, on is there any inventory gain?
See, there will be both inventory gain and loss. It is difficult to compute. We had inventory coming into the quarter, the low-cost inventory, but at the same time, PVC prices went down on October 1st by 3 rupees and then subsequently again by 2 rupees. So, and during December, the prices went up. So this keeps on happening.
So that went up by how much, sir?
Initially, it went in steps. It went down by 3 rupees, again went down by 2 rupees more, but came up by 1.5 rupees by end of December. Then subsequently, there have been two rises, 1 rupee each, in January and February.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll come in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from Ashish Podar from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. So again, need some clarity on the volume growth in the agri segment. So while your competition, while the competitor is very, they mentioned that the agri pipe business is going to see very high volume growth given the stimulus in the budget. But do you really see that that happening? And the margin profile, which we see from last many quarters, it has been very volatile in both the segments. Will it continue to be like that? So some clarity over there, sir.
So if you see in pipe and fitting segment, the margin has come back to normal after quarters of FY18 going down because we try to achieve higher volumes. So we started this year with a higher base. So this year, though the volume growth is not there, but the realizations having come back to normal, the margin is back at its normal level of about 8%.
And in the region, the
competition, that has always been there. So there's nothing in particular which is happening. And in this budget, there's nothing unusual which would give further impetus. Yes, there will be growth. There are initiatives by the government. But there's nothing in particular which will give a Philip to the growth.
So you don't see 10-15% kind of volume growth in this segment?
This slowness in the market is temporary. The 10-15% volume growth which we have been talking about should come about, and we still say for the next financial year we still would expect 10-15% growth in terms of volumes. The market also should grow to that extent. It is only this temporary period that the volumes have not picked up in Q3, which they normally do. So hopefully that should happen in coming few weeks.
Right. And on the PVC resin side, we have seen huge volatility in your quarterly margins. I know it's difficult to predict the raw material price movement, but do you think that that 20% kind of margin is sustainable on a long-term basis, or 10-15%? Range is more suitable there?
See, past 2 years we have had a good run in the PVC segment because the PVC ADC delta was good. It went beyond $700 a ton, while earlier average was about $550 a ton. But now, since because of the global conditions, the EDC prices have hardened, they have gone beyond $400 a ton, while the PVC prices, as I said in the last quarter, came down. So this spread from 700 plus has come down to $550 a ton, almost there. So it is difficult to say how long will these conditions last and what will happen to the delta in future.
Okay, so thank you so much and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is again regarding the spread of PVC to EDC. Now, if we look at a little long back trajectory of the spread, we understand that the spread has been consistently weakening over the past few quarters. So I understand that this is given the global conditions, but how should we see this? Should we attribute it to transient factors post which it should again inch back to 700 plus levels that we had seen earlier, or would you attribute to more structural reasons which might lead us to believe that the mean or the steady state should be around 600, 650 going forward?
It is difficult to say. Basically, it is because of the market conditions. You know, the past 2 years, chloralkali industry was doing very well. So availability of EDC was good in the market and the prices were low. But in the past few quarters, the prices which were sub $200 kept on going up and they have gone beyond $400. This is basically two reasons, because caustic soda industry is not doing well. And secondly, many of the plants in Europe are shifting from mercury column to membrane column for environment reason. So there are temporary shutdowns. So EDC availability has become a little scarce in the market and the prices have gone up. Now, how will they behave in future? It's very difficult to say.
Sure. So my second question is regarding CPVC. Could you help us with the volumes and the revenue this quarter?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, the total CPVC for the quarter is 2,300 tons and revenue is about 61 crores.
So vis-a-vis, how much was it last year?
Last year in the last December quarter was total was about 1,500 tons and revenue was about 38 crores.
Sure. So also the PVC EDC resin, what would be the average of this quarter versus last quarter and also Q2 FY19?
You're talking about the delta?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see the current for the Q3 FY19, the delta is about $535. And for Q3 FY18, it was $733.
Sure. And Q2 FY19?
It was $641.
Got it, sir.
So as you rightly said, this spread has been consistently coming down past in the past few quarters.
Yes, sir. So also, so my last question, you mentioned that the volumes in agri are a bit on the lower side because of stress in the sector or the market condition. Could you please elaborate on what exactly is or what condition are you, you know, referring to when you say that the volumes are down?
For us, Maharashtra and Karnataka are big regions for agri. And by third quarter, when it picks up, the volumes are very high and keep on growing into the fourth quarter. But in the current year, one reason is the sugarcane payments have been delayed. So both in Maharashtra and Karnataka, we have seen that the growth which should come about hasn't come. In fact, there is degrowth. So hopefully now the payments are being made and we will see the volumes picking up in coming weeks.
Sure. Got it, sir. This is helpful. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of questions. First on the spread side, and you mentioned about the hardening of the EDC prices. Can you share some outlook on that in terms of those capacities which were supposed to come up on Saudi Arabia and all, fully ramp up has happened or not, and what kind of an outlook we have on the EDC side?
See, the capacities to the extent they were supposed to come, they have not come about. This happened post-2014 after this crude debacle. And thereafter, there was enough capacity in the market. But as I said, in the past 2 years, chloralkali industries were doing well. So EDC availability was good. Now, since they are not doing so well, this is the reason the availability of chlorine is lower for disposal, and the availability of EDC in turn has come down. And that has created this shrinkage of delta.
But sir, within all totality, will our the spread in Q4 will be lower than the Q3, given the trend what you can see for the first 1 month or so?
Right now it seems to be similar. 550, around 550, which is the normal delta. Now, whether going ahead, it will stay at that level or will change, difficult to say. But yes, since EDC prices have already crossed $400, it looks difficult that they will still continue to climb up, because if there is a further shrinkage in the delta, I'm sure many of the PVC plants will cut down on production.
Okay, fine. I got it. Sir, second question is on the PVC pipe business. Earlier we were giving the discount to gain the market share. Understand that since last couple of quarters the discounts have been reducing gradually across the various market in which we operate. Now, what is generally, are we aggressive now, or are we now at an marginal level? Not chasing the volume growth now. What is the strategy on that side?
See, this is quite evident. We are not as aggressive as we were in the previous year. It was an opportune time to capture the volumes last year, so we did and achieved 20% growth. Now we want to grow over that higher base also, but not at the cost of the bottom line.
So now we will be doing on a full year basis, is it I think 8% kind of on a number on margin side?
We would like to achieve that.
Yeah. Sir, other thing which we have noticed that the power EBIT was better in this quarter. Any specific things in that?
No, sir. See, what happened is per unit price by the distribution company was raised, because of which the CPP realization was better. There also this power transfer happens in relation to that price which a distribution company charges for power.
Okay. Fine. Sir, one thing on the fitting side, the fitting is still probably the smaller portion of our overall volume base, and which it's been growing, but can this growth accelerate further from this level?
It should, but it will not be phenomenal growth. See, you are already aware that in agri, the requirement of fittings in terms of volumes is low as compared to non-agri segment. So since we are doing 70% of our business in agri, the fittings by nature will be, volume will be low. So though we are adding SKUs for both agri as well as non-agri, the volume should grow, but this percentage of growth, I mean, from 7% can grow up to 8%, but it will not be 13-14% as it is for the ones who cater to mainly to non-agri sector.
Sir, any specific initiative to grow our non-agri business which you recently launched? I understand that you took a lot of distributors to the outside in this past quarter, but any specific initiatives or campaign which we are doing it to grow our non-agri volume? Because we've been hearing since very long that our non-agri volume will grow to higher from the compared to the agri base, but then it's not reflecting somehow in numbers.
See, why it is not reflecting in numbers is because the growth, whenever it happens in agri, it happens because of our established base. So there, without much effort also, we are able to grow. But you are right, in non-agri, we have started providing focus. So there is growth in non-agri because of the efforts that we are making.
So is it any way to quantify that, what could be the growth of the agri in this quarter or in this 9 months, and what could be the growth of non-agri?
See, when the volumes, if you see the 9 months period, the volume growth is only 1%. Right. While in agri, there is a degrowth of about 2-3%, but in non-agri, we have grown. That is why you see the volume growth of about 1%.
And agri could be what, 70% of our volume still, or
yes.
It is lower
yes.
than that?
Yes, yes. It is.
Okay. I understand. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Nitesh Jain from Birla Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Just one small thing. Now, it's been a reasonable time since you entered the CPVC business. And still, when I look at, like, you know, 2,300 tons, it's compared to the overall size of the company, is a very small volume.
Yes.
So, can you explain, like, what are the main reasons that Phenolics industry, basically, the ramp-up is a lot slower than expected? What are the main things?
No, I won't say it is slower than expected. We expected this volume to grow in the same manner because our traditional business has been in agri and other areas of non-agri. CPVC, we started with a small base. So if you look at the percentage, the growth is good, but we have never attempted 20,000-30,000 tons from first or second year onwards.
Okay. Sure. And secondly, can you, quickly comment on the overall housing segment? I know you are mainly in agri, but 30% is basically in the plumbing and the other segment.
Yes.
So what's your, as a company as a whole, what's your sense on the general market trend in the Indian housing, sector? Have you seen any meaningful recovery or it's continued to remain pretty weak?
No, currently, see, the concern is on agri side because the market has not picked up. But at the same time, in non-agri, the volumes are there and we have volume growth in the current year also. And in the coming quarters also, we see that it will continue to grow.
Okay.
So we should see growth in non-agri in double-digit numbers. While in agri, once it picks up, we are sure that there also we will be able to achieve double-digit number growth.
All right, sir. Yeah, that's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, our current capacity utilization on an annual basis will be closer to 70%. Is that right?
Yes.
And sir, given that there is not, the demand pickup is not on expected lines, would we be, open to adopting a strategy which we had adopted last year to kind of cut down on prices and gain market share, given that our utilizations are suboptimal? Can that be the strategy going forward?
That can happen if market doesn't open up soon, yes.
Okay.
We would, see, there's no point in accumulating stock.
Sure.
It's better to see that there is a movement of material.
Fair. Okay. Okay. And sir, in the current quarter also, your production to sales difference, there's been some amount of inventory buildup that has happened on the
yes, you are right.
Resin side and also on this side. So is that you are, building inventory for the fourth quarter or how are you looking at it?
No. This was not a deliberate buildup. This basically since the market starts picking up from third quarter, so we started producing more. But unfortunately, the market has not picked up. Each week, we have been expecting that coming week would see the better days, but it hasn't happened.
Okay. And we are almost through with half of the fourth quarter also. Still, you have not seen that traction coming in through.
In agri, yes, we have not seen yet.
Okay. And, sir, the increase in depreciation in the current quarter is also reflecting the higher capacity, right?
Yes.
Okay, and that will be the normal run rate going forward now.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And just last one, sir, what will be the capex for 19 and 20?
See, 19, as you said earlier, including this expansion, which will take us to 370,000 tons in pipe, and the normal maintenance capex, that should be around 150 crores for the current year.
Okay.
And next year also, somewhere around 100-150 crores is the normal capex which happens.
Okay, so that will be maintenance capex of about 100 or
Wherever we, since we are adding new molds also for fittings, so there will be some capex towards that. So
okay.
Somewhere around 100-150 crores.
Fair enough. Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from Manish Agarwal from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
If you could throw some light on the debtor days, how has
it Manish Agarwal, sorry to interrupt, but could you please speak a little louder? We can better hear you.
If you could throw some light on the debtor days, how has it moved YOY and QOQ?
See, normally, as you know, we carry cash and carry model. So the receivables amount is normally very small. But when we started focusing on CPVC and we were told that there we would have to give some credit, we started giving 30 days credit. And somewhere in projects also we give some period of credit. So the receivables is slightly higher if you compare on year-on-year basis, but still a very small figure. It will be less than 50 crores in a turnover of about 3,000 crores a year.
Okay. And in the projects business, usually what is the debtor days figure?
We don't get credit of more than 30 days or 45 days.
Okay. And how has the traction been in the projects business recently?
See, earlier we were not there in project business at all. So we have started doing that. And the credit which we give is only to the dealer. It is the dealers who deal with the project companies.
Okay. Sure. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Mr. Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on the credit days. Is there a minimum quantum that the buyer needs to buy? Is there a minimum tonnage specified when we give a credit of 30 or 45 days?
No, it is project specific. Our regional marketing team discusses with the dealer and then they decide. So it is not there in every case.
Okay, fair enough. So secondly, in the earlier question you indicated depreciation has moved up and we have added capacity. Is it possible, sir, you provide some color on what exactly capacities we are looking to add? Because in the earlier calls you had indicated that we are looking to increase our focus on column pipes, specifically after, basically you had Ashirwad also who's very big on the space and it's a natural market for us. So any specific numbers on column pipes, revenue targets and incremental capacity addition that you are looking at over here?
No, there is no specific capacity for column pipes. The extruder capacity which we are adding is fungible. So overall, we will be from 330,000 tons at end of FY18. By end of this year, we will be at 370,000 tons.
Okay. But sir, do we have any aspirations for increasing volumes on column pipes? I think last year's...
aspiration of adding in all, and including column pipes. But column pipes, as you know, is a small business for us, not very large business. So we want to grow in that.
Correct. Sir, what I'm saying is, this is a big opportunity, right? Given if one looks at Ashirwad's numbers, it's a big segment for them. And given our distribution reach in rural India... it's a product which should naturally come to us. So I think in the earlier calls, what was indicated is we will increase more focus on column pipes. Just trying to, if you can provide some color on, are there any targets that we have in mind? And what was the number that we have done on revenues last year and 9 months on column pipes? Right. Hello?
Yeah, hi. Sorry, I think the line got disconnected in between.
Yeah, yeah. Bobby sir, I was specifically asking, do we have any targets on column pipes? If not, if you can provide us, help us with some numbers on volumes and revenue that we have clocked for column pipes?
Yeah, see, this quarter we did about 845 metric tons of column pipes compared to 422 tons last quarter. Last year.
Okay, and sir, revenue sir, corresponding to this?
This quarter is about 10 crores compared to 5 crores of December last.
Okay. Sir, just two more questions. Any regulatory updates specifically on the NGT hearing on lead content in portable pipes and agri pipes? So that was one.
See, the discussions are still on. There are no final decisions taken. The industry has made its representation. So we are waiting for the outcome. But anyway, it will not take us very long to switch over. if the decision is taken soon.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, sir. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Hitesh Kumar from Systematic Shares.
Hello.
Yes. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So this is Kumar Swamy calling from Systematics. So my first question is regarding the capacity that you said by the end of the fiscal we will have 370,000. Is that including the CPVC capacity that we have?
Yes.
And how much that would be, sir?
See, for CPVC we have set up a capacity of total 20,000 tons.
Okay.
But it is fungible. So there we can make the normal PVC pipes as well.
Okay. And sir, the realization that we have in PVC segment, is that the price at which our pipe and fitting segment buys it?
Yes, we transfer in market price, yes. Whenever any movement happens in the market price,
okay,
pipe segment also pays that.
And sir, can we get the PVC, ethylene and VCM prices for the quarter?
Sure.
Yeah, see, for the quarter, this December quarter, the PVC average price was $910.
Okay.
EDC was $375 and ethylene was $926 and VCM was $700.
So, ethylene how much, sir?
$926.
Okay, and VCM seven?
$700.
Okay. And so one more question, sir, regarding the interest expense that we have. It's around the 9 month period. It's more or less coming from the first quarter. So if you could get the understanding why it was so high on the first quarter.
It went high because of currency fluctuation.
Okay.
Because of rupee depreciation, this amount went high. Yeah.
And then other expenses, which are the components that are driving the growth?
Other expenses, power is the main cost. Then there would be other costs, so it is not something material.
Okay. Okay, that will be all. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Kashyap Pujara from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. Couple of questions, sir. One is that when you say that the mix will move towards housing on a higher side incrementally, just wanted to check, you know, incrementally when we are selling to housing, are we, what is the component of fitting as a overall mix? Are we selling more pipes or are we selling more systems?
No, when, see, one is, what is happening is we are trying to provide more focus on non-agri. So that doesn't mean that it will change this mix of 70-30 overnight. It may change since now, current year what we see is degrowth in agri, but we are seeing growth in non-agri. And of course, the higher the pipes we sell, the volume of fittings is higher in non-agri. So it goes as a system. So
as
the pipes volume grows, the fittings volumes also grow.
So basically, incrementally, the if my non-agri grows faster, my blended margins on a per kilo basis should start improving because of a higher mix of fittings.
Naturally, but this will not be very different from what it is, because this growth will be gradual, and 70% being in agri, even if it goes to 65, it will not make material difference to the EBIT margins.
Because if it goes to 65, given that fittings would have 2x the margin of pipe, wouldn't
true, it? True. You're right. So, but
because it should progressively, you know, head towards that 10-12% kind of trajectory.
Yes.
On the margin front on a percentage basis.
Yeah, that is
what
I think. Yes, you are right.
Okay. And if I look at it in the current year, we have seen YOY growth in margins. How would you attribute this to? How much would it be because of mix, which is more housing, which you said has grown better compared to agri? So how much would we mix and how much would we because price has been calibrated up on a higher side?
It's actually both which has happened during the current year.
Okay, so there's any quantification there, sir?
Difficult to
quantify.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Dheeraj Shah from ACM Investments. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So my question is regarding your subsidiary company. So how is the performance of Finolex Plascon, sir?
See, Finolex Plascon, the performance is normal. There is nothing there. Also, the growth number is not phenomenally different. This was about 300 crore plus turnover company, which it continues to be.
Okay. And what is the 9-month revenue, sir?
Those numbers I do not have at present.
Okay. And sir, you just earlier in your comment, you just talked about that there has been a rise in PVC prices, you know, 1.5 rupees by end of the December and 2 rupees. So what has led to the price rise?
No, this keeps on happening. See, there are a number of factors. As I said, the PVC price in the domestic market is driven on import parity and the demand supply situation in the country.
Okay.
So there could be price changes every week. There could be price changes once a month. There could be price change once a quarter. It all depends on the market conditions.
So what is the current PVC price then?
Current PVC price is at $955, which is the import price.
Okay. Okay. And so what is the capacity of your fittings in the overall pipe and fitting business?
That is roughly about 30,000 tons.
So this 370 constitute 20,000 of CPVC and 30,000 of fittings.
Yes.
And so next year you are again, you know, stating that you want to add, you know, mold fitting capacity. So
yes.
This will increase fitting capacity by how much, sir?
No, it's not fixed. We keep on adding molds, so capacity will be added, but it will not be something, maybe 30,000 will go up to 33,000-35,000 in a year.
Okay, for fittings.
Yeah.
Okay.
For fittings, we have already ample capacity created, but the volumes have to grow.
Okay. 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 Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, is it possible if you can break up the capex between how much do we spend for extruders and specifically on the molds? And a related question over here, how much was the number of SKUs end March and how much does it stand right now?
Ritesh, first, your voice is breaking up, but anyway, I have been able to figure out the question. No, it is difficult to give those numbers in terms of extruders and molds. And number of SKUs is just above 1500 now.
Okay. Sir, any target do we have in mind over here?
There is no targeted number as fixed as yet.
Okay, fine. Sir, last question. Do we have any incentives at a company level? Did this quarter capture any incentives?
Incentives for the dealer?
Sir, electricity incentives. We had a couple of incentives like for the Ratnagiri project also, which was there.
Yes.
Which was there in last year's balance sheet. So, does this quarter's number capture anything? And how should we look at this number going forward?
As far as electricity is concerned, yes, electricity duty exemption continues. This will continue for Ratnagiri production. But other than that, the last incentive that we got was up to March 18. So the period is over now. For the grant, yes.
Okay. And sir, how much is this electricity duty exemption that we have? On a quarterly basis?
On a quarterly basis, say about a crore of rupees.
Okay, that's hardly anything. Okay.
So it is the electricity bill which comes lower to that extent.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay. And we don't have anything related to the Ratnagiri capex. It's all done with.
Ratnagiri capex only for the pipes.
Correct. But sir, do we get any benefits over here?
No, no, no. Now see, this has to be a mega project for us to get any benefit. So
correct.
We are not undertaking any mega project there.
Okay, okay. Perfect. That helps. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Chintan Sheth from Samiksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question, sir. On the volumes and demand side, you mentioned, sir, that for 9 months we have grown volume mostly 1% on a flat YY. So, and current demand situation is not that great and on the high base of last year. what kind of number we can deliver in 4Q, that is one. And you also mentioned that if demand doesn't pick up, we can go back to our previous strategy of volume push at cost of margins, if at all that requires for the market to volumes to pick up. So then I want to ask whether we want to slow down our capacity addition next year, given the low utilization, rather than cutting prices and pick up the volumes. So just want to have a thoughts on that.
See, two things. Last year, when we were attempting to have volume growth, this discount was for an extended period. So that is why throughout the year, if you see, the margins were lower. Now, at the current moment when we are talking is, this would be done only to dispose of accumulated inventory. And I don't think this will be an extended period. The market, once it opens up, will surely give us better volumes.
But we continue with
no reason to change the capex plan, because as I said, this is a temporary issue which will get resolved once, you know, these sugarcane payments are made. Obviously, there will be buying power available, and we will see movement in the market.
Correct, correct. And they get more funds to fund to deploy in the in the business. So can we at least be flat on YoY basis on 4Q, or the growth will be at least single digit on a higher side?
See, there will be definitely growth in single digit. It won't be double digit anymore.
Uh-huh.
We want that to be as much as possible, but we would be able to comment on that by end of this quarter only.
Sure. That's all from my side. Thanks, and thanks for answering, and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. Next question is from Abhishek Ghosh from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so just one thing in terms of the demand that you mentioned, in terms of the agri part of it, is it largely a Maharashtra based phenomena, or are you seeing general rural demand also? So it's mostly related to the sugar payment, or there's some other issue also at the rural part of it?
The general stress is also there, but we are more affected by Maharashtra and Karnataka.
Okay.
Our major volumes go in that region, being close to our works.
But otherwise,
the agri has not seen the growth which we wanted to have.
Okay. Okay. Got it. So what you're saying is Maharashtra and Karnataka is seeing maybe a little bit of more pressure, but other rural parts also you're not seeing the offtake what you would have otherwise envisaged.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Thank you so much.
Maharashtra and Karnataka obviously is a major impact area for us.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arun Baid from Bank of Baroda Capital. Please go ahead.
So, actually, my understanding of the sugar sector is that there's enough stress right now also in Maharashtra, UP, and even Karnataka.
Yes.
So, based on that, don't you think that next year there will be added troubles for us, because if the situation continues, you know, things will not change dramatically, right, for the next season?
See, from what we understand from the market, there is a pressure from center to the states there to ensure that the payments do happen. And once this happens, obviously, the stress to an extent will be relieved.
Yes, sir, but the reading which I have, because I cover that sector closely,
yes,
is that, you know, the money is not getting, you know, in the hands of the farmer, because the mills are not getting the price they want.
No, the pressure from center comes that the money should be go into the hands of the farmer.
Okay. So, but if that gets delayed, let's say, by 2-3 months, instead of, you know, March, it goes up to, let's say, May, so our season will get affected for Kharif, right?
Yes, you're right.
Okay, and second thing is just, I just want to recheck. You said next year you're expecting 10 to 15% volume growth in the PVC pipe business. With what kind of EBIT margins?
The EBIT margins should be similar. The 8% is the normal margin that we have been getting in the normal years.
So we should be there, right, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Hitesh Kumar from Systematic Shares. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, just wanted to understand our revenue breakup, the contribution that comes from north, south, west, if we have the data.
I don't have those numbers with me, but normally, see, west and south caters to about 75% of our revenue numbers.
Okay.
So, continues to be so.
And east will be very low, like?
East is very low, yes. Less than 5%.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you all.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Investec Capital Services, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.